Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. I pray that you tune in, you listen, and as a result of that, you're able to communicate truth to others based on the issues that we deal with. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's very important for us to understand that some ideological bent is not truth. Just because you hear some denominational dogma, that doesn't mean it's always truth. We base our facing the issues broadcast, the issues that we deal with, on the truth of the Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus himself said in John 14:6, "I am truth." He further elaborates on that as I use the term John 17:17, when Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, the source book of truth is the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word. And so, ladies and gentlemen, in fact, today we're going to be talking about the question, what is truth? Or, if you please, reversing that, exposing the lie. Exposing the lie. I believe we've been lied to and lied to and lied to in the past 8 months, more than any time in the history, I believe, of our nation, that you can identify and determine as absolute untruths that's being spoken to the general public, and most of the public's believed it, and followed the line, become sheeple rather than people. We need to understand truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." It was the secularist George Orwell, many years ago, that made the statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And ladies and gentlemen, we see that today, perhaps more than ever, in the history of our nation. It is a detesting of those that will stand for truth and speak the truth. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917. If you're out of the area code, it's 904-904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion in relationship to the subject matter today, exposing the lie. What is the truth? What is truth? How should we relate to it? Ladies and gentlemen, as we think on that subject, it is important for us to understand truth and what truth is. And that's what we're going to deal with today, that I believe would be imperative for everyone to listen. Pick up the telephone, call your neighbor, and ask them to tune in. Send a card or a note during the course of the week and remind them of the broadcast each day and ask them to tune in. Join in the dialogue and discussion. We'd love to hear from you. We want to know who's listening. We want to know if it's a benefit and a blessing to you. So join in the dialogue and discussion each day. You can join in by dialing 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup generation equipment, as well as professional or homeowner lawn care equipment. Any of the questions you have, Tools for Time professional staff can answer your questions. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's the home of the gigantic flag. There's a 165-foot flagpole standing there with the gigantic flag flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Genesis 42 and verse 16, the Bible says, "Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether they be any truth in you, whether there be any truth in you." That was in the biblical text in relationship to Joseph and his brothers going to Egypt, seeing Joseph, and Joseph was wanting to know, is there any truth in you? And that's the question that we need to ask today. Do we find any truth in the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party today? What is truth? How do we discern truth? What are we to say in relationship to the lie that's being perpetrated today? Ladies and gentlemen, it's evident that truth has nothing to do with the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and Jerry Nadler and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the whole crowd have no clue as to what truth really is and how to tell it. That's my opinion. You can disagree. In fact, here's an article that talks about an element that should show us where the Democratic BLM Socialist Party stands today. It says the DNC group dropped Under God from the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God was left out of the Pledge of Allegiance at least twice at the beginning of the public meetings during the Democratic National Convention last week. CBN reported that there was no verbal resistance to the omission of Under God by the moderator for the DNC's Muslim Delegates and Allies Assembly. Further in the article, at the LGBTQ caucus meeting, the DNC delegates, Marcia Richmond, who identifies as transgender, paused as she omitted Under God from her recitation. She was holding both an American flag and the gay pride flag. CBN noted it wasn't the first time Democrats have criticized the elimination of God at their convention. In 2012, the DNC removed the words God-given from their platform. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go further with the article. It's a massive article talking about the DNC and its literally leaving God out of anything that would be considered political expedience in what they're doing. Here's another article on the same subject. DNC committee omits Under God from the Pledge of Allegiance. Further in the article, it says, I guess the Under God part just isn't important to the Democrats. The pledge has, including the phrase, one nation under God, since Congress passed the law signed by President Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1954, added it to the recitation. Anyone who has watched the trajectory of the Democratic Party, now with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris at the helm, shouldn't be surprised at this omission leaving God out. After all, this presidential nominee pledged to go after nuns for refusing to violate their conscience in providing abortions. Catholic churches denied Joe Biden Holy Communion for his aggressively pro-abortion policy and his position, and he signaled support for using taxpayer dollars to fund abortions, directly contradicting the most biblical principle of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about today. It's exposing the lie, asking the question, what is truth? Let me just go through a litany. I've got a brief monologue, and then we're going to be talking today, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Brett Iles. Dr. Iles is one of our professors in the college and university at Conservative Theological University. Dr. Iles has been with us for less than 100 years and doing a good job. And we talked about the subject that we could cover today that would be, I believe, appropriate and timely for the times in which we're living, and talk about truth. I believe there's a mishandling of truth, a misunderstanding of truth, an element that is permeating society today, and it's crept into the churches. Even among Christians today, we find an inability, a literal inability, to recognize and to speak the truth in love. There's some folks sometimes, believe it or not, that get a little sideways in relationship to my directness on the broadcast and dealing with subjects. And I have said that all I'm doing is standing on truth. If truth offends you, so be it. But we need to recognize what truth is, and the only source of truth, source book for truth, is the Word of God. We're going to talk about that later in the broadcast, of how to find truth and what is truth based on the authority of the Word of God and what God's Word says. Literally, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of verses in the Bible that contain the word truth. It is necessary, especially when Jesus says, I am truth, and Jesus says, thy word is truth. So if we're looking for truth, we need to see what God's Word says in relationship to it. Ladies and gentlemen, today, America is seriously in trouble. We're in a serious condition, spiritually, politically, financially, philosophically, and every other way. We're in deep, deep trouble simply because we have left the path of truth, because people have received the lie, believed the lie, and we've been lied to. What do you mean we've been lied to, perhaps you ask? Perhaps we need a refresher course on what we've been and what we've done this entire year. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to on so many accounts that it's hard to list them, but I'm simply going to go down a litany of those things we've been lied to and how we've been lied to, make a transition into our dialogue and discussion with Dr. Iles in relationship to the distinguishing of truth from error. And what is truth? Where do we go to find truth? Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and Dr. Tedros lied to us when they took the London Institute data that was flawed from the beginning, the data set that was put into the computer. Ultimately, the professor, Professor Ferguson, which has now been fired, thank the Lord, he's been fired, but it wasn't because he used the wrong data set. It wasn't because he used deceptive material. It was because he was caught with his girlfriend not wearing a mask, and the Institute required wearing a mask, so they fired him. But ladies and gentlemen, Professor Ferguson had put in the wrong data set, you know, back in the 80s, late 80s and early 90s, when computers were coming into vogue for personal PCs. The mantra was garbage in, garbage out. Well, he put garbage in, garbage came out, and he said 2.2 million people in America would die with the coronavirus. Well, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, being on the payroll for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and Dr. Fauci being in his white jacket, was to be believed. And Dr. Fauci then told the whole world that 2.2 million Americans would die unless we shut down America. America would have that number from the Wuhan, China virus, that we would die. Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci continued to quote those numbers for weeks and weeks and weeks and convinced President Trump that we need to shut down America. So we've been lied to. The ultimate determined that maybe not 2.2 million, maybe half of that, then maybe half of that, then maybe 500,000, then maybe 250,000. Finally, Dr. Birx, on one of the broadcasts when they were giving the coronavirus update, she said, well, we've determined that we can't depend on the data that we've been given. She was politely saying that they had used false data, therefore Americans were lied to. We have been deceived and lied to, ladies and gentlemen. We have been lied to when we were told that the only hope would be to shut down the commerce, the shops and the stores and the businesses, the restaurants and the churches. We were lied to. There are places in America, South Dakota, that's never shut down. They've not closed the churches. They've not closed the businesses. And they quickly got a handle on the Wuhan, China virus, and it ceased to spread. They've not had any major difficulties as other states have, because they allowed herd immunity to take place. And as a result of that, it ceased to be a major problem. We've been lied to. We were told we need to shut. I recall when it was first said that we need to shut down. It was shut down all the churches, shut down all the businesses. We're going to do that for 2 weeks. Then we'll open back up. You remember that lie? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it came out of the White House, but it was as a result of Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci telling the lie, whispering in the president's ear. He was deceived. He was lied to. As a result of that, the nation was lied to. As a result of that, we destroyed the most thriving economy the world's ever seen and it's ever been found in the United States of America. Unemployment was the lowest it had been in history. We've been lied to, ladies and gentlemen, and it's destroyed the nation's economy and the well-being of the United States of America. We've had, ladies and gentlemen, about 150,000 people that have died as a result of the lie that we've been told in the lockdown, by way of suicide, by way of alcoholism, by way of drugs, by way of spousal abuse, domestic abuse. The latest one was just that was broadcast as far as a number. It was about 150,000. It could be more than that. But it's sad when you see anywhere from a 12-year-old and up, because the hopelessness and helplessness as a result of being shut down, locked in, quarantined, and you can't get out, wind up saying, I'm going to just take my own life. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a matter that we've been lied to. We need to understand the dimensions of this problem and what is taking place in relationship to the lie that we've been told in the United States of America. We've been lied to so much that many people are beginning to think that it's okay, that it's all right, that somehow, some way, we don't need to worry about it. We just need to listen to what the professionals in the white jackets tell us. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to when we were told that we were just that it would just be a couple of weeks, and then a month, and then 2 months. But it's been now 8 months, ladies and gentlemen, that we have been going through the deceitfulness and the lies and the plying of the lies through the general populace to have the end goal that the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats want, and that's to destroy the election. In fact, Nancy Pelosi now, they're lying to us, saying that the Republicans trying to steal the election by trying to say that we can't do vote by mail. When, ladies and gentlemen, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of ballots have been wasted, ballots have been deceitfully used just in the primaries, when it takes 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, 2 months to figure out who won an election because of mail-in voting. Just think what will happen in the national election on November the 3rd with the presidential election. But it's Dr. Fauci that said, and I'm quoting now, no reason why we shouldn't be able to vote in person on November the 3rd. And yet just a few weeks ago, he was saying that we couldn't because we could not social distance. We'd all have to wear a mask, and we couldn't go out and vote because the Wuhan virus hangs out not only in churches, but in voting booths. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. When we were told, ladies and gentlemen, about the need to close the restaurants and the churches across America, we've been lied to about the restrictions and told that the churches have. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd listen to some of the mayors across America and the governors across America, you'd think the Wuhan China virus hangs out just in churches. They're having major and major difficulty in the state of California because 80% of the churches are still closed because of Gavin Uzziah Newsom had made the determination that he's going to keep the churches closed. We'll talk about that in a minute, but it's because of the hatred and rejection, repulsion by God, God's word, that these socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic, communist mayors and governors are wanting to keep the churches closed down. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, exposing the lie. And then what is truth? And if we do so, we're going to be talking with Dr. Brett Iles in a moment, based on his research and his course material on that subject about what is truth. We'll be discussing that. I'm trying to get us to understand the platform and the premise, the basis, the reason that we need to understand truth is because we've been so lied to about these issues. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Youngblood. You're listening to Let's Face the Issues. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We've been lied to about the efficacy of wearing a mask. Dr. Fauci said in February that masks have no useful benefit. Now, masks are mandated on a pretty wide scale. Now, time won't allow me to go into the details of what I'm looking at here is a massive article. And the title of the article is Unmasking the Lie and Unleashing the Truth. It's a pretty in-depth article, but I'll just read two or three brief paragraphs. We'll get back to some thoughts from this article later. It's no secret that I am strongly opposed to the mandatory mask ordinances and the so-called mask laws that have been sweeping the nation. Even the legitimate number of coronavirus cases has dropped substantially, less than 1% in most cases. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it's 0.04%. It is less than 1% considerably. This article further says more people than ever are now wearing masks everywhere they go. Many voluntarily, and many are being forced to do so. In some areas, if you're caught in public without one, you're subject to stiff fines and even imprisonment. This is crazy, this writer says. I believe it's way past time to unmask the lies and unleash the truth. First of all, there are a lot of contradictory recommendations being put forth by the so-called experts in charge of all of this. recently, one of my few news feeds, I received one story reporting Anthony Fauci's statement that mask wearing was just largely symbolic and that masks were ineffective and unnecessary. But within 2 minutes, another story came across stating that Fauci believes that everyone ought to be wearing goggles, face shields, in addition to wearing the mask. It's as if they're intent on keeping us continually off balance by their atmosphere of fear and lies. Many have asked, what's the big deal? Just wear the mask. No mask, no service. It's no different from no shirt, no service, some say. I beg to differ, this writer says. It's way different. First of all, wearing normal articles of clothing like shirts and shoes in public, well, normal. We don't go shopping or go out to eat in a restaurant half-dressed. On the other hand, being forced to cover our faces every time, every place we go in the public is definitely not normal, unless perhaps you're in an Islamic country. But in a civilized society, this makes absolutely no sense at all. It's only serving further to divide us in our society. And on and on the article goes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about exposing the lie. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. Brother Davis, how are you today?
Brother Davis, God bless you. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. And I thank God for everything that you're saying here on today. It's really, you know, putting a lot of truth out there for Americans to really come to grips with if they have not already discovered what's really going on. If they listen, you know, to some of the information that's being, you know, put out there, you know, by various sources that will tell the truth, such as what you're doing right now, then they won't be so easily deceived.
That's right.
It kind of reminds me of the book of Galatians, chapter 3, where Brother Paul said, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? It seems as though, Dr. Youngblood, America has been bewitched, that they cannot, you know, even receive the truth, because I would say that the degenerates, I have to call them that because they are degenerate in every sense of the word.
Right.
Basically, Dr. Youngblood, they have masterfully pulled off this republic, this convention that they just had a few days ago. They, you know, the things that they put out there, the lies, the deception, they managed, Dr. Youngblood, to put it out there to such an extent to where I think Americans have forgotten that the presidential debate never took place. This candidate that they say is so worthy of being in the White House, why didn't they let him go to the debate with Mr. Trump and, you know, just put it out there to tell, you know, America, why does he think he's a worthy candidate to occupy the highest seat in the land? And that's kind of all what I wanted to say right there.
Well, let me interject this before you leave, Pastor Davis. One of the things that, and you touched on the Galatians text, further in that Galatians text, Paul says to the Galatians, have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? And that's exactly what we see taking place today. You tell the truth and you become the enemy because folks just don't want to hear the truth in the society we're living in today. Thank you for the input. Thank you so much.
Amen. And let me say, too, on to that, you know, since you said that, I myself have experienced that, you know, by, you know, trying to tell people that I come in contact with, you know, the truth of the matter. And it seems as though they get mad with me for telling them the truth. I mean, and it's a shame. But then I also understand that when you, you know, have been deceived and your mind has been twisted so far, then it's impossible a lot of times for you to receive the truth. Even in the book of Romans chapter 1, you know, when people keep going so far away from God, scripture say he gives them over to a reprobated mind. So
that's
once
right.
He gives you over to that, then Dr. Youngblood, to me, there's no hope for your situation.
That's right. It's give them over, by the way, is the little Greek word ballo, means to cast. Literally, God has cast them out of his hands over to a, turned them over to a reprobate mind. And when you read the balance of that text in Romans chapter 1, beginning in about verse 28, left page, right column in my Bible, you find that it gives the whole characteristics and the conduct of those that have been turned over to a reprobate mind. And I frankly believe that's what we're dealing with the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party today.
Amen. Amen.
Very good. Well, brother, thank you so much for the input and for your dialogue and discussion with us on this subject. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about how we have been deceived. And we give an illustration of the lies that we've been told. For example, we were lied to about the 65-year-old FDA-approved medication called hydroxychloroquine, better known as HCQ. We were told that that would not work. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and Dr. Tedros and others and all of the medical professionals that comes on the Communist Network News to validate it, they say that it kills people. But ladies and gentlemen, one researcher, medical professional in that realm, with a whole team of physicians that have tried the hydroxychloroquine on thousands of patients, say that it has killed, as a result of that not being allowed to be used, it's killed thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands, of those that have contracted the Wuhan, China virus. Here's an article that says, Trump was right all along. Blocking COVID cure HCQ kills tens of thousands, says the latest doctors calling out Fauci's deadly anti-science agenda. And it goes on to talk about that. Here's another article that says, death toll mounts as FDA denies HCQ patient therapy. We've been lied to, ladies and gentlemen, and the ultimate reason for that lie is that they want to use medications and drugs that's being developed now by the pharmaceutical houses that's owned, operated, and or controlled or funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They don't want a pill that has been in effect now for some 65 years. In third world countries, it sells between 10 and 30 cents a pill. In America, it could be $2, $3, $4 a pill. I don't know. But it'd be a whole lot less than some of those things that they're talking about using now. Plus the fact with HCQ, it's about 98%, has about a 98% cure rate, whereas these other medications they're talking about using will cost thousands of dollars. And I believe the last data on that was about a 37% healing or curing rate, and even at that, it would not be a total cure or total healing. So we're talking about how we're being lied to. So ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you today Dr. Brett Iles. Dr. Iles is sitting here with me in the studio. We're talking about this subject of exposing the lie and what is truth. And so I am thankful that you're able to be with us today, Dr. Iles. Welcome to Let's Face the Issues.
Hi. I'm glad to be here, Dr. Youngblood.
Let me ask you a question. We've got about a minute and a half before our news break, and then we'll come back to the subject. But when we talk about truth, Dr. Iles, for the benefit of our listeners, give a succinct understanding. What is truth?
All right. What is truth? If we look at Psalm 119:142, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is truth. So we start with biblical. I'm going to be looking at this from a biblical perspective.
Yes.
So biblical Christians believe that there are fundamental ethical norms that are true for all people set by God as proclaimed in the Bible, which is why that verse is so important.
Yes.
All right. And
it goes back, Dr. Iles, if I can interject this, the verse that you just read is good, talking about the law, and the law relates to the Word of God. And when Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth, it goes back to the fundamental foundation of the Word of God. Is that correct?
Oh.
It goes back to the fundamental foundation of the Word of God.
Right. And again, back to anything that runs counter to these views is moral and ethically and biblically wrong. When we look at the Bible, Bible's made up of words. I remember in one of our classes, you had us take out a piece of paper, write down each word in the Bible verse. Then we had to look up the meaning of the word.
Right.
And because we believe those words have meaning.
Words have meaning.
Words have meaning. And if you try to change those meanings, you're running accounting to, you can't do that. You're creating a heresy that's not there.
We're finding a blur on words today, if I could say that very succinctly. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for our news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're talking about exposing the lie. What is truth? Be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.